Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, September 22nd. Happy Missions Monday. Today we're highlighting Living Hope Ministries in Cape Town, South Africa. And of interest is the fact that our senior high school students have the opportunity of going on a trip to visit Living Hope next July, July 2nd through July 13th, and they will be partnering with Living Hope in many of their different areas of ministry. Living Hope undertakes community development through educational and social and income generation and health-related programs, and it plays a vital role in the prevention, care, and treatment of people infected and afflicted by AIDS and HIV and other chronic illnesses. We are a support to Living Hope by helping with their job skills training program, which helps adults find and maintain gainful employment. So we want to be in prayer for our partners, Living Hope Ministries, today. In the scriptures, I'm reading in the English Standard Version this week, and today we're in Isaiah 27. We're going to be reading verses 7 through 13. We read through verse 6 yesterday. Remember, it was about God tending the garden and hoping for a harvest of fruit. And now we're going to follow up on that conversation with the rest of the chapter. Has he struck them as he struck those who struck them? Or have they been slain as their slayers were slain? Measure, by exile, you contended with them. He removed them with his fierce breath in the day of the east wind. Therefore, by this, the guilt of Jacob will be atoned for, and this will be the full fruit of the removal of his sin. When he makes all the stones of the altar like chalk stones crushed to pieces, no asherim or incense altars will remain standing. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken, like the wilderness where the calf grazes. There it lies down and strips its branches. When its boughs are dry, they are broken. Women come and make a fire of them. For this is a people without discernment. Therefore, he who made them will not have compassion on them. He who formed them will show them no favor. In that day, from the river Euphrates to the brook of Egypt, the Lord will thresh out the grain, and you will be gleaned one by one, O people of Israel. And in that day, a great trumpet will be blown, and those who were lost in the land of Assyria and those who were driven out to the land of Egypt will come and worship the Lord on the holy mountain at Jerusalem. Do you remember when I told you a couple of days ago that chapters 24 through 27 is a tale of two cities, the lofty city that is going to be brought down low and the heavenly city that's going to come up? And here in this passage, the lofty city, it says the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted, forsaken like the wilderness. But then he mentions another city, and it's the city to which all those who have been exiled will come back to worship the Lord on the holy mountain at Jerusalem. And it's just a picture of the new Jerusalem and how everyone who is scattered around the world will be gathered to worship the Lord there. I guess there are implications for the time after the exile, and there's also an end times viewing of this prophecy as well, that one day people from all nations, as it says in Revelation, will come together at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Okay, let's move on over to the New Testament. And on our way to the book of Acts, let's stop in Matthew chapter 20, verse 15, because this is our memory passage for this week. This is a story of the laborers in the vineyard. Do you remember that story? Some of them were hired later, and yet they were paid the same. And this is what the owner of the vineyard says: "Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? or do you begrudge my generosity? Now turn with me to Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 8. This is the story of Peter and Cornelius, and we'll be reading about this for the next several days. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius," and he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among them who attended him. And having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. To be continued. Tomorrow, Peter's going to have a vision, and then they're going to meet together, and God is doing some amazing things in the lives of the Gentiles, and Peter gets to be a part of it. Now let's turn over to the Psalms, Psalm 72, verses 18 and 19. This psalm is the last in book 2 of the Psalms. Tomorrow we'll start book 3. Do you know how many books of Psalms there are? That's just a little fun fact. There are 5 in the arrangement that we have in our Bible. Verses 18 and 19 of Psalm 72. "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I'm thinking about that city, the New Jerusalem, and there will be no ashram. There will be no idols. The Lord will be the main focus, and his glory, as it says in verse 19 of Psalm 72, will fill the earth. His glorious name will be blessed forever. Makes me want to long for the day when we are with the Lord. And in the meantime, makes me think about all of the idols that perhaps are in my life and in our world. And I want to spend some time just praying that the Lord would rid us of the things that compete for glory in our lives. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to reflect upon your word and an opportunity to pray beside our ministry partner, Living Hope Ministries. First, Lord, we lift our hearts to you and we ask that anything that competes for your glory would be knocked down in our lives, that we would be true to the first commandment, that we would have no other gods before us, and that we would recognize that you are the glorious King and give our allegiance only to you. Rid us of worry and fear that make us seek our own way. Lord, would you fill our hearts with joy, and would you dispel the discouragement when we do not see results? We pray, Lord, that you would help us to know that you are true, and any doubt that lives in our hearts, that it would be dispelled. And Lord, as we seek to be your people, spreading your gospel around the world, we want to pray alongside our ministry partner, Living Hope Ministries. We pray in preparation for our youth who will go on a mission trip there. Would you do amazing things in their lives as they see people who have given all of themselves for the glory of the Lord? Would you also help them to live in a way that helps others flourish? Please bless all the different ministries I mentioned that Living Hope has. bless them spiritually, socially, financially, emotionally, physically, and mentally. And Lord, I want to lift up my brothers and sisters who are listening along right now. Whatever this day holds for them, help them to remember that you hold them wherever they are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.